It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Each week, we bring you a story from the NPR 100, our list of the 100 most significant American musical works of the 20th century. This week, it's Back in the Saddle Again, the signature song of the singing cowboy Gene Autry, who died in 1998 after a long career in movies and in business.
That song was one of Gene Autry's biggest hits, and he had a lot of hits. He was a radio and TV star, and he made 93 cowboy movies. In 1941, he used the title of the song as the title of a movie. Like most of his films, Back in the Saddle is set in modern times, and Gene Autry plays what he called a kind of New Deal cowboy, fighting big business and special interests. The movie opens at the Madison Square Garden Rodeo in New York City and moves backstage with a radio reporter to where the cowboys and cowgirls are packing up their gear.
Big show's over, folks, and I'm back in the dressing rooms now to see if I can introduce you to some of the contestants. Wait a minute, this sounds interesting.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Timpson weed. I'm back in the saddle again.
That was Gene Autry leading the singing, folks. He won a big part of the prize money. I see by the program you're the foreman of the Bar Cross Ranch.
That's right.
Then you're not a regular rodeo performer?
No. We came into town to round up our ranch owner, Tom Bennett.
Oh, I see. A New Yorker?
Not exactly. You see, he's the son of our former owner, and we're...
Yeah, they brought him up here to New York, you know, folks, to tame him. Boy, he's a wild critter. I mean...
Thank you very much.
Another time, Frog.
I don't want to talk on that radio.
That last voice was Smiley Burnett, who played Gene's comical sidekick, Frog. The song was written by another cowboy movie sidekick, Ray Whitley, who wrote the song in 1938. David Rothel, the author of the Gene Autry book, talked to him 40 years later, and Ray Whitley told how he'd written Back in the Saddle Again.
It went like this. I got a phone call about, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I answered and talked with my producer, and I hung up and came back into the bedroom very sleepily. My wife said, well, what was that all about, anyone calling at this hour? I said, well, I'm back in the saddle again. She says, what do you mean, back in the saddle again? I said, well, they told me that they had room in the picture for another song, if I could write another one between now and 8 o'clock this morning, which time we had our recording session. And she says, well, you've got a good title. I said, what's that? She said, Back in the Saddle Again. And I sat down on the side of the bed, and I wrote the first 8 lines of the song, and I said, now when we get to the studio, I'll put a whoopee-tie-yi-yo and a whoopee-tie-yi-yay and maybe a yodel, and we'll have a song. I'm back in the saddle again.
I've heard that a couple of times.
Out where a friend is a friend.
Ray Whitley wrote the song for a movie called Border G-Man. Autry heard it and had a feeling about it. It reflected the singing cowboy view of the West as a better place, as well as Autry's own good-natured optimism. It became his theme song on his radio show, Melody Ranch, and later on TV. He sang it at dozens of personal appearances every year. Eventually, most of the country knew the song, but Ray Whitley sang it first.
Back in the saddle again. Well, I sold that real good friend of mine. You may remember having heard it at one time or another.
Yes.
Yeah, I sold it to him for $350, and I understand he did real well with it.
That actually was a pretty significant amount of money at the time. This would have been 1938, 39.
Writer David Rothel.
Autry was buying songs from his sidekick, Smiley Burnett, for $5 and $10, so... This was a pretty high-priced song for the times.
Do you think that Ray Whitley ever felt that maybe it would have been nice if he had held on to a little piece of that song so that he could have gotten some of the residuals from all the zillions of times it's been played?
Well, I think maybe in the dark of night that thought might have passed his mind. But he certainly never, in any of his interviews, any of his public appearances when he sang the song and talked about it, never did he ever express any regret that I know of. They were very good friends. And Whitley performed with Gene Autry and also Roy Rogers on many of their personal appearances.
You got any dead cattle?
Yeah, plenty of them.
It's the mine. They're dumping copper sulfate, arsenic, and a lot of other stuff in it. Cattle are dying all over the valley.
Then we better get in touch with Blaine right away.
That's where we're heading. We got the law on our side.
Gene Autry tinkered with Back in the Saddle Again, recorded it, put it in movies, and spent the next 60 years living with it. Alex Gordon worked for Gene Autry for most of that time. What do you think he liked about it? What was it that
he liked the idea of friendship, outwear a friend as a friend. He seemed to make friends with everybody very quickly, and people liked him. And also, he always played himself in all his movies and television movies. He was always Gene Autry, the radio star, or Gene Autry, the rodeo star, or Gene Autry working for the sheriff's department or whatever. But it was always Gene Autry playing himself, unlike other cowboys.
Blaine's still poisoning that stream.
I traced it back to the mine.
You got that court order, didn't you?
Yeah, I got it, but I didn't serve it.
What?
I couldn't, fellas. You see, Tom went off half-cocked last night and led an attack on the mine. Shot one of Blaine's men and they're holding him. If I serve it, they'll hang him.
Look, Gene, there isn't a square mile of range in this valley that hasn't got dead cattle in it. Those cattle are our lives.
Gene Autry flew transports in the Pacific Theater during the war. He came home to find Roy Rogers, the number one singing cowboy. In his autobiography, also called Back in the Saddle Again, Autry says the war made him think about the uncertainty of the future, and he made a plan. He got back into movies and began investing, first in radio stations. Autry regretted that he didn't save the title Back in the Saddle for his first post-war movie because it had a special significance then. David Rothel again.
There was a fair amount of fanfare when he came out of the service and he was back in the saddle again. And there was a lot of that post-war feeling that, getting back into the swing of things.
Autry made at least a dozen recordings of Back in the Saddle Again, but this is his favorite, a mellow version recorded just after the war in 1946.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Back in the Saddle Again was Gene Autry's second gold record, the 1939 version. Douglas Green is a music historian. As Ranger Doug, he still performs Gene Autry's music with the group Riders in the Sky. I asked him where the music of the singing cowboys comes from.
I think all of those men were influenced by the records of Django Reinhardt, by barbershop singing, by gospel quartets, by everything that they'd grown up with, everything they were listening to on the radio, and then they distilled that and put it in a Western setting.
Gene Autry probably sang this song, as one person we talked to said, one gazillion times.
Yeah.
What is it about this song that you could just hear it over and over, sing it over and over, he could perform it over and over?
It has an immediacy. It has a vision of the West, which is very comforting. It has a wonderful, lilting little melody. And it has Gene Autry's voice. You can't deny that either. He personalized every song that he sang. He was no technically great singer, but he had one of the most warm, intimate voices in the business. And everything he sang, you just had that kind of sun-baked southwestern feel. It kind of made you feel good.
Frog! Frog! It's Gene and Tom. They've got a barricade at the jail.
What? How many of them?
Thousands of them. They got them surrounded.
It'll take more than men and guns to handle this. Start that herd to milling. Come on, boys.
Ah! Gene Autry made his last movie in 1953. He was fabulously wealthy by then, owning radio and television stations, hotels, ranches, production companies. He was a businessman, but he still had that song. Alex Gordon now works for Autry Enterprises.
People who come in, whether it's a delivery boy from Federal Express and so on, when they see it's the Gene Autry office and they haven't been there before, they sort of grin and they say, oh, Gene Autry, and then they might go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or I'm back in the saddle, and kind of make a joke out of it, you know.
Did he get tired of it?
No, never did. No, he loved it.
I wonder why.
Well, it's when Gene likes something, and he liked most of the work he did, his movies, recordings, everything that he did, personal appearances, and very often the audience would then join in at the rodeo or something, you know, and they knew the words. Even General MacArthur liked the song. It was one of his favorites. At the end of one of the tours, he took me with him to see General MacArthur on a personal visit that MacArthur had invited him to the Pentagon. And MacArthur not only gave an autographed photo to Gene and to me, but he even hummed a couple of lines and just a couple of words back in the saddle as Gene walked in.
Gene Autry bought the California Angels in 1960, which he said gave him as much fun as a grown man can have. When he went to the ballpark, he'd visit with players in both dugouts, wave his white hat to the fans, and, says Carla Buhlmann of Autry Entertainment, the song would still be there.
Imagine a man in a Western cowboy business suit, a white hat, and his walking stick, coming in and greeting everyone, saying hello, and then sitting down and watching his team and enjoying the team and keeping the score for every single game. I mean, that's amazing. And they would play clips, and it would be of Gene catching the bad guy or riding hard on Champion, and then just playing the music in the background. A lot of fans will ask me, what was Gene Autry really like? What was the man really like? You got to know him. And I can honestly say, the Gene Autry you see in the movies, the Gene Autry you saw on the personal appearance tours, the Gene Autry you heard on the radio, that was the real Gene Autry.
Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Back in the Saddle Again, written by Ray Whitley, with some help from Gene Autry.